Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do everything we can to help you out. So feel free to give us that call, and we'll do what we can to make it work for you. Now, it's temperature-wise, it's cooler than yesterday at the moment, but the humidity is pretty high. Looking like it's going to be in the mid-90s again today. But tomorrow, dropping down to 75, it'll feel like freezing temperatures, I swear. But summer is here, right? Summer officially started on Tuesday of this past week, which means we will start getting warm temperatures. We've had a very unseasonably cool temperatures for a number of weeks, and it's looking like going forward, the next couple weeks are going to be warm. So, what does that mean for us? Well, there's not a lot of rain on the horizon. Maybe some spot showers here and there, but what does that mean? It means our plants are going to be looking for water soon. They are already in a drought. You know, we're in a drought. We don't talk about it, but we really are. So our plants are starting to feel it. Some established plants, I'm sure you are seeing, not looking their best. So it's definitely, the temperatures are going to affect all that. So keep an eye out on your established plants, as well as your regular plants that you're just putting in, right? This is the time you're going to see some forced growth with some of the heat, some heavy growth on there, maybe some space in between leaves because it's water shoots, just those types of things based on some of this heat. It's kind of like forcing our plants to grow a little bit more. So as long as we can keep the water on it, let's definitely keep an eye on it, because it is it's going to be warm, you know, for the next, looks like 14 days. You know, it's not really going to drop down except for tomorrow. So we'll see how it goes. But you gotta think about it. We are in a drought, or in drought conditions. So what does that mean for us? You know, a lot of cities and towns are going to be looking at water bans, right? Got to keep an eye on that. A lot of times they'll start off where you have certain times a day or certain days that you can water. So let's look into that. If that's the case, making sure you try to water in the morning. The morning is the best time for all of that to happen. So definitely keep an eye into it, because right now, if we can get our plants at least, you know, taken care of to the point, we can keep them successful. So now looking a little bit more into it, you know, it's interesting. The majority of New Hampshire is actually not in a drought, right? The lower part more in, right above Massachusetts and the, north of Amesbury into, Portsmouth area. Those areas are in drought conditions. Some of it are moderate. Some are just abnormally dry. And then all of Massachusetts is in part of a drought. So things to be thinking about. Now, we do have a call on the line this morning, so let's get right into it. George, who's up first today?
Doris is calling from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about our roses.
All right, Doris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with those roses today?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I have some knockoff roses, and I've had them for about 5 years now.
Okay.
And they have been beautiful, just beautiful. And this spring, I've noticed that the leaves are sort of a burnt color on them. It's brownish. And so it has really spoiled the looks of the roses. And I'm just concerned that someone told me that there's a virus around four knockoff roses. So that's why I'm calling you. What do I do? And what is it?
Okay. Now, you said the leaves are turning like a bronzy color.
Yeah, well, they've been. Part of it is green, and the other part is brown, like it's been burnt.
Okay.
And it's like something is eating it also.
Okay. Now, so one of the things about knockout roses, right, was they were, they were, kind of built to not have as many diseases or insects on them.
Yes.
So that was one of the reasons why they were so popular, right?
That's correct.
So that's when these things happen, you kind of say, oh, geez, I bought it because of this. But all roses can get some sort of like a rust, right? It happens. If you have a... if you have a wet spring or a spring where you have some rain and then you have some humidity, those types of things can cause rust to happen. Black spot, any of those things, right? Now, with this, right at the end, you said it was starting to look like some insects were hitting it at the same time.
No.
Okay, I thought that's what I heard. I'm sorry.
It doesn't appear that I've never seen any insects near the flowers at all.
Okay, good.
I have these in two locations, one in my regular rose garden, my regular flower garden, and then close to the house near the fence, I have, probably about 8 or 9 of them together.
Yep.
And both roses, both areas have the same problem on the leaves.
Okay, so there are some products out there for roses that would be good for you. You can look at a drench, on there you mix together with water, and what you do is you pour that at the base, and what it'll do is it'll absorb into the plant and move its way through. And actually help protect it from, the rust, the black spot, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And it won't wash off, okay? That product is called Rose RX Systemic Drench from Bonide. Rose RX Systemic Drench. Okay. And this will even protect like the new growth and all that stuff. It lasts for up to 6 weeks, so you have to do it a couple times. Okay. You said you have about 9 roses, so a quart will treat up to 16 roses. So you might need to get a little bit more than just one quart because you're going to need to do it again in 6 weeks, which would be about what that puts us at first week of August, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
correct.
So look to use that for
okay.
for the leaves that are really bad, really like infected. You're going to have to do your best to snip those out, right?
Okay.
Because they're not going to come back, right?
Okay.
New growth will form because of pruning out some of these leaves, so you have that going. But the Rose RX will help with that. Now, if you were to see, this is also, so it's not only for funguses like the rusts and everything, but it's also for insects. So it'll help protect on that as well.
Okay.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Yes.
So, all right.
That's all I have to do.
Yes.
Someone told me I may have to just remove all the roses and get rid of them and all that.
No.
Try
this out. I really think it'll help you. I wouldn't remove the roses. I would look to just clean them up and use this product. I got to take a break. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Doris in regards to knockout roses, and we've kind of went up on the break. Doris, was there more that we could help you out with there? I just wanted to make sure you were all set.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I shall try that. I'm going to go out and buy it today.
Okay. And the other thing to do is, you know, I was thinking about it during the break. So since the plant's had issues, right, it's had something going on, you should look to fertilize it. And I would look at, if you haven't used it yet, using rose tone from Espoma. Given something back to the plants is only going to help it, especially when they've gone under stress, right?
Okay.
So you're going to try and help prevent future, but you're also going to give it more strength. I think that will really help you tremendously when it comes to this the roses.
Mm-hmm. Someone had suggested that I should probably dig them all up and get rid of them, but I really hate to do that because they are so beautiful.
Yeah, I would definitely try this and see what you can do. Again, this is not a spray where you spray over the top. You water this in to the plant itself. So
okay.
I think that will definitely help you.
Okay. Thank you so very, very much. And
all
what
right.
was your name? I'm sorry.
This is Patrick.
Okay, Patrick, I am talking to, but I didn't realize that I was talking to you.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's me.
Yes, I'm with the Hooks of Garden Club, and I remember your dad coming to give us a demonstration one time. He was really so interesting.
And awesome.
So I thought that I should call you this morning because I don't know of anyone else that would know what to do.
Well, perfect. I'm glad we could help you out.
Well, thank you so much, Patrick. You have a great day.
You
too. I'll keep you informed on how this goes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started on the day. Right now, I would say, is probably the perfect time to be outside and work in this area, although the humidity is already at 90%. Perfect beach day. But, you know, if you can, get out there this morning and water your plants. Get them taken care of early. And the rest of the day, if you like the beach, go to the beach. But if you like me, I'm probably going to sit in the AC. Just saying. Anyways, we're here. We're just getting started. We've got 3.5 hours left. So plenty of time to be answering some questions. Sky's the limits on what you want to talk about today. Like I said, definitely we can be, you know, we should be talking about watering, right, and how to do it and what we can be doing. You've probably heard me talk about it a million times, but soil moist or hydratein or anything that's going to help hold the water into the plants is something you should be looking at this time. You know, the one thing I really like about, you know, these products is they're not going to do harm to your plants. They're not going to do harm to anything. They're really, all they're going to do is help. And that's what we're looking to do with these plants. Because honestly, you know, if you're not in water bans at this point, you should be in the next couple weeks here. But like I was saying, you know, Massachusetts has the most really drought conditions, right? Parts of, it's mostly the Boston area, south of Boston, except for part of the Cape, which is an abnormally dry versus a moderate drought. And then where I am in Middlesex County is abnormally dry, so we're really just there. But a lot of the state of Massachusetts is that way. So it's definitely something to keep an eye out. You know, there are maps out there to look at. Now, I do know I have a caller on the line, but we got about 30 seconds. I don't want to bring him on, then shut him right down. So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, I will take some more calls. But keep in mind, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back and we'll start answering more questions. See you in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed off on the most significant law addressing gun violence in three decades. The legislation was a compromise among a handful of Democratic and Republican senators in response to recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. It provides billions for mental health services and school security initiatives. The Safer Communities Act also expands background checks for potential gun purchasers under 21, bars a larger group of domestic violence offenders from purchasing firearms, and funds programs to seize guns from those who are troubled. Pfizer says its tweak to its COVID-19 vaccine to better target the Omicron variant is effective and safe. The FDA is considering a recipe change for the vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer in hopes that a modified booster could better protect against an expected coronavirus surge this fall and winter. This is USA Radio News. President Biden had additional reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer it and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. More than 100 protests against the high court's decision have been scheduled. A Friday night protest in the Midwest took a dangerous turn.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over.
USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reporting from Los Angeles. Wall Street is now 2-for-12 in winning weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, I mentioned we had a couple calls, so let's get right into it. George, who's up next?
Evie in New Hampshire has a question about starter plants.
Evie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
No allergies right now?
They're here every day. I can't get away from them, unfortunately, but we'll figure it out.
I thought the pine pollen was pretty much passed, so I guess there's other pollens out there bugging you, huh?
Yeah, it always is, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, I really need your help. This is a big general question. I started
sure.
lots of plants, and then I had to take care of family members. I have a large variety of starter plants that are very mature. They range from tomato plants that already have tiny tomatoes and, of course, blossoms. I have lots of all kind of vegetable plants that already have blossoms. I have flower plants, you know, flowers that have blossoms. My question is, I want to develop a strong, they're still alive. I've had somebody watering them. But my question is, I'm going to start putting these into the ground finally today. I have the opportunity. So they look pretty healthy. I've trimmed off, you know, the little parts that were bad. So my question is, I want to develop a strong root system on these plants when I put them on the ground. And even though it hurts, do I pluck off all the present blossoms and fruits that are on all of these plants and focus on developing a good root system, and eventually, you know, will they develop more blossoms and be fruitful and multiply is my question. I mean,
okay.
I also have such things, you know, as pepper plants and, you know, all kinds.
Well, so I wouldn't worry about the blossoms and everything on them at this time, because what it does already mean is they are establishing a good root system. So,
but they're limited. The pots, you know, they're pot bound. They're, you know,
understandably,
so the roots aren't big.
Understandably so. One of the, you know, a lot of these plants, you know, are going to expand anyways on in your property once it gets into the ground. The tomatoes, the peppers, those types of plants, I would not remove any of the flowers because I think that it's not going to be beneficial for the plants. You're going to just, I would keep them the way they are and let them go. Now, if you had like a basil plant and it was starting to go to like flower, then I would say let's start to pinch those back, because when they start to go to flower, they slow down, right?
Those I have no problem with, because I know about the herb.
Yep, so those are the ones that I would, if anything, be looking at and saying, okay, I'll pinch those back. But the tomatoes, the peppers, they take so long in the season to really develop for you. I'd rather not see you pinch anything back. You know, a tomato can take up to 100 days to produce viable fruit, depending upon the style of it, right? And so I wouldn't be pinching any of those back. The one thing I would look to do is, because they've already been planted, they're established, this is when you can hit them with liquid fertilizer. You know, one of the best for vegetables and herbs and that type of thing out there, in my opinion, is the Neptune's Harvest. So Neptune's Harvest liquid fertilizer, the fish and seaweed, the mixture, is one of the best fertilizers for all those plants. And that's going to do more for you than pinching all of these back. You know, when it comes to, you know, pinching in anything on the tomatoes, the peppers, eggplants, anything that is like a bush form like that, I'd be looking at thinning out some of the leaves versus removing the flowers. So like on a tomato plant, right? I would be thinning out some of the lower leaves so that airflow can go through there easily. Same thing with peppers. Because of the fact that we know that, you know, with a tomato, they tend to yellow up on the leaves, on the lower leaves, when we have rain and then heavy humidity. So those are things that we want to prevent. So I'd be focusing more on removing some of the leaves on the vegetables and the lower leaves on your tomatoes, the peppers that you mentioned, to allow the airflow in. And what it also does is, when we water, some of the lower leaves aren't there. So when the water, if it bounces back up and gets on the leaves, it's not sitting there. And then when the humidity comes, causing issues. So I'd focus your attention on that versus the flower buds.
Very good, very good. What about I always use the Neptune's Harvest.
Yep.
Anyway, I love that. I've been using that for years. But I also use the first fish fertilizer by Alaska. It's a 5-1.
Yep. Yeah. Either one.
I've always used a combination.
When you say combination, what do you mean? Do you do it at the same time, or are we talking?
No, not
like,
at the same time. Like I alternate. Oh. Like, you know, one time I'll put the first fertilizer on, another time I'll use the apply and harvest.
Yeah, that works. That definitely works. I have no problem with you doing that. I think the liquid fertilizers like that already have, that are like a mix, instead of the wettable powders, I think are really good for what you're looking to do. So the combination, that's a great idea. So definitely continue on if you've been doing that.
And the reason why I did that, because my understanding is that the Neptune's harvest is only the seaweed, that it doesn't have the fish in it. So that's why I always add the fish, the one that is labeled fish fertilizer. Because on the bottle, I'm looking at it now, I just came outside, and it says only on the front of Neptune's harvest, it only says seaweed.
Yeah, so you purchased the one that was just the seaweed itself. So they have multiple varieties.
Oh.
They have a just fish emulsion. They have one that is just seaweed. Then they have the mixture of fish and seaweed. Then they have a rose and flower. They have a tomato and vegetable. A lot of them are pretty close to the same. They've just kind of branded them differently. I like the fish and seaweed because it's got everything that they're, you know, really where they started, with some good product in there. If you were to find the tomato and vegetable for your vegetables, that would be fine. You could use it on herbs. You could use it on anything. But I believe the tomato and vegetable has a little bit of calcium in there. I'd have to look a little bit deeper. But the fish and seaweed's great. If you just have the seaweed and then you have this other, the Alaskan version,
yeah,
don't change anything. Do, you know, every other time. That is perfectly all right.
Okay. Well, and these are all these combinations are made by Neptune's Harvest.
Yes, the ones that I was discussing are definitely Neptune's Harvest.
I didn't realize that because I sent my husband to the store, and this is what he came home with, and that's what I've had in the past. I thought maybe, yeah, because I've been doing that for quite a number of years. I didn't realize they had also have all those other choices. Wow.
Yeah, they have some great choices for you to use. I definitely recommend, you know, use what you already have. Don't go out and change because of this.
Yeah,
I think
he bought these new ones because now I'm going to put them in the ground. You know, my other ones.
Yeah, perfect.
Years, so they're brand new, and he got me the large size because I have a lot to put in today.
Perfect. I would definitely use that and continue like you have. You'll definitely be successful. Just keep on doing what you've been doing. I think you're going to be great.
Well, I've never been this late in getting my plants into the ground, you know, and having them be so mature in their pot. So that's why I just had to call in to be sure. And one other thing I did want to ask you, such things as the marigolds. Now, marigolds, because they produce so quickly, I have always, all the years I've been gardening, I have always nipped off the blossoms when I get them, you know. I buy those at the store already, the plants, what do you call them when you buy them already?
Established, yeah.
The tiny plants in the tiny pots already established. I always pinched off the flower buds, the flowers of the marigolds and before I put them in the ground. And they just did beautifully because I wanted to establish those root systems, you know. Yeah. But you think it would be okay to still do it, leave the the ones on? I mean, in the past, I've only done that really with the marigolds because those are the only ones that already had flowers on them. All the other ones, you know, I always got in the ground sooner.
Yeah, no, so if it, you know, the thing is, if you've done it in the past and it's worked well for you, don't change it. Keep it
But what I hear you saying is it's probably okay to do it with the marigolds, but with these other plants, you're saying no, because they need such a long growing season that it would be unwise, because I don't want to put tomatoes that are going to ripen in October. I mean, they won't be ripened until October or November, and we don't have that here, so I'll have plenty of green tomatoes, which I don't like.
Exactly. So that's why keep doing what you're doing when it comes to the vegetables. The marigolds, that's the thing. Pinching them back, you're gonna make them get bigger, do those types of things. I have no problem with you pinching those back like you always have.
One other thing, is there anything I can do for those poor roots? That because I know once you put the plants in the ground and they already are producing their blossoms and their fruit, that all the energy is going to go into that, and I'm still a little concerned about the root system. Is there anything else I can give it to give it a boost? Because they've been under a lot of stress being in these tiny pots and
yes, yeah, so if you want
the fruit.
If you wanted
to add to the roots.
If you wanted to add something, there's a product out there called Biotone from Espoma.
Oh, yes, I use that.
Right?
Well, I've used it on other things. So.
Well, you can use that in the garden and your vegetables. You can mix that in to help with any of the transplant shock, any of the, and it help with the root system. What I'd do is just, I wouldn't cut any of the roots, but I kind of like, squish the root ball a little bit, that, you know, the container, the, where the soil is, and kind of loosen up some of the roots, and put it into the soil, and I'd add that Biotone, and I definitely think it would be helpful for you.
Yeah, and you answered my last question. It was for the shock of transplanting any plant.
Yes, it's for any plant.
Biotone, you think, is the best product.
Definitely. Alrighty. Well, I appreciate the phone call. We're going to take a break. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, George, who's up next?
Bob in Maine has a question about a pinky winky.
All right, Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Several weeks ago, I had called in about my pinky winky not surviving the winter.
Yep.
Well, I had someone try to tell me to cut the limbs off and let it start all over again. I said, nah. So, sure enough, with time, a couple of branches started sprouting little green leaves. So I said, and then I remembered that you were talking to a caller who you had to mix the protolyzer and some other fertilizer together and gave it to, and I don't remember the plant that they were working on. Would you recommend doing that again? Taking some fertilizer, I don't know which one it would be for an acid-loving plant like Pinky Winky, and mixing an equal amount of fertilizer and spreading it around the plant?
Well, I definitely would recommend doing that with anything. With the fertilizer, the thing about fertilizer is it's not a fertilizer itself. It's
okay.
It's what it is really is, it's the way they kind of describe it, it's like an army base of like microbes that are really helping get it to where it needs to be. Now, I definitely think I would use, for that Pinky Winky right now, maybe look at using like a Neptune's Harvest for the liquid fertilizer. You could also look at using, if you haven't already, for like a granular, more like slower release, would be like a 10-10-10. I'd almost kind of, to be honest, do like a combination of the two. Because I think that would okay. that would really help it, if it were me.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll start. Man, I've been watching it, and so I figure I'll just call and see if there's anything. Maybe I'm on the right path, and maybe. But that's what I was going to do. I was going to take the 10-10-10 and mix it with a spoonful of 10-10-10 and then a spoonful of fertilizer, even though I know it's expensive. And
yeah.
I can't get a
So, you know, the 10-10-10, you might need a little bit more of that if you have the granular form.
Sure.
Take a look at the back of the package because it will tell you specifically, like, this is how much to use. And I think it would be beneficial for you. Put that in
okay.
there. I would also, you know, you've seen a decent amount of leaves pop through.
Oh, I mean, it may be 6 to 10 or something. And now they're starting to spread up that one limb. Okay.
Yep. Those other branches, have you done anything with them?
Not yet.
All right. At this point, just being almost to the end of June here, I would cut those branches.
Okay.
I know it's going to look a little odd with the plant because you have a lot more going on else, you know, on just one. But I think the long-term effects of it are going to be beneficial for the entire plant, not just, you know, we got to look at the rest of it as kind of a, next year type thing so that we can say, all right, this is what we're going to do now, knowing that it's not going to look, you know, that great at the time being for this area, but we'll be able to say, all right, this is going to benefit it long term.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you is something is nibbling away at the leaves on my string beans, my pulled string beans, and I can't find it. I don't know what it is. Is there something out there I can spray the plants? Because they're 6 to 10 feet long, wound around structures and things. But I'm not seeing any flowers, which is disillusioning at this time. But now that someone's eating the leaves, I better start doing something serious.
Yeah, when you say eating, are they like pinholes or are they like chewing?
Chewing it. In other words, the edges of a couple of the leaves are all gone, have all been eaten off or decayed off or whatever you want to do, call it.
Well, so if they're being eaten off, it makes me think of like a rabbit or something along those lines. Is that kind of what you're
no,
seeing?
I think it more it's an insect that's
okay.
crawling on the back of the leaf that I'm not seeing when I look. Maybe something like, who is it?
We got to go.
Bob, give me a hang on during the break. On the other side, I'll give you some info because I know what we can do to fix it. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.